Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Cleanup is continuing after flash flooding hit Whiteville and Chadburn Sunday and Monday. A coastal storm dropped from 6 to 9 inches of rain across Columbus County over the weekend. Most of Chadburn was flooded at one point on Sunday night. Several businesses along Fraser and Pecan Streets in Whiteville had more than a foot of water inside. Madison and Franklin Streets were expected to reopen last night. Lee Street likely will remain at least partially closed today. And due to road closures, Columbus County Schools will operate on a two-hour delay today for students and staff. DOT crews are repairing rural roads after inspecting and making repairs on main routes throughout the county. Two rescue vehicles were wrecked and the third was damaged as heavy rains brought flash flooding to most of Columbus County on Sunday. A Tabor City rescue vehicle overturned on NC-130 en route to a call. When a Lake Waccamaw rescue quick response vehicle responded, that vehicle also wrecked. A Whiteville rescue heavy rescue truck was also flooded and trapped at the GoGas on Madison Street in Whiteville. High-clearance vehicles from the Sheriff's Office made more than a dozen water rescues Sunday night into Monday, including one woman trapped for several hours in her vehicle. As always, city and county officials are urging motorists to avoid flooded roadways and remember, do not drive around barricades. A heavy rain closed the Columbus County Fair on Saturday and caused delayed openings for Sunday, but crowds are still estimated to have topped recent record-setting years. Columbus County Sheriff's deputies recovered 70 shell casings from a reported drive-by shooting on Clyde Norris Road on Friday. Witnesses described two male and one female subject who stopped in the roadway and fired multiple shots. The suspect vehicle was identified as a gray Dodge Charger spotted at a Brunswick County homicide on Friday. No injuries or property damage were reported there. This incident is under investigation. A man is wanted after allegedly punching his mother with a chain wrapped around his fist. The woman called 911 after her son became angry, threatened others in the home, and assaulted the woman. She sustained a laceration to the head, and the suspect is being sought by law enforcement. The North Carolina State Fire Marshal's Office brought 1,000 smoke detectors to Chadburn on Friday for distribution to over 20 Columbus County fire departments. This is in response to a fire in August where there were no detectors in a Chadburn area home where four young sisters were killed. Whiteville City Council tonight will consider two changes to streets in the city. On the agenda is a request to lower the speed limit on Madison Street from Soul Swamp to Love Mill. In addition, the Department of Transportation wants to drop the speed limit to 35 miles per hour as part of the Madison Street Roundabout Project. The council is also being asked to consider eliminating street-side parking on Franklin Street from Walter to Main Street at the license plate agency. The board will also have an update on a plan to improve stormwater drainage by cutting a new culvert through the railroad bed on Canal Street. The project has been delayed while the city made changes requested by the R.J. Corman Railroad. The Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum will unveil its historic plaque on October 17th at 10 a.m. The plaque is being presented by the Reuben Brown House Preservation Society. Everyone, of course, is welcome to attend. World Singing Day is coming up October 18th at Lake Waccamaw. Participants should show up at the Depot Museum at 11 a.m. World Singing Day is observed in 24 nations and 42 locations in the U.S. this year. Lake Waccamaw is the only place hosting the event in North Carolina this year. For more information on this event, you can visit worldsingingday.org. Holiness Tabernacle Church of Tabor City will be having a fish plate sale on October 17th. Plates are $10 each and will include fish, baked beans, slaw, bread, and a dessert. If you'd like to purchase tickets, you can contact Robert Neely or Tim Bass via Facebook. Proceeds will go towards helping support the church. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know.
I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner. Dine in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
The Neiman Market is open on Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. The Neiman Market features all North Carolina meats and produce. From ribeyes to T-bones to New York strips, the Neiman Market has it all. All the meats of the Neiman Market are sourced from North Carolina. So for the freshest meat in town, there's only one place to go. The Neiman Market on Madison Street in Whiteville. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 to 2. The Neiman Market, Madison Street, downtown Whiteville.